prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Yum, 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 yum. I'm eating some of Elisa Profumo's amazing trail mix right before the show. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means today is Casual Friday, and I'm in the studio with the ever lovelier, ever more talented Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey,
I got to do
you?
A mic check here. Okay, I just hooked. There
is
you go.
That's my mic better. Okay?
Yeah, your mic is great. Okay, so.
Happy Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday. Happy Passover. Easter Sunday is coming. And isn't it interesting that these holidays all encompass something that we practice here in the Superhuman Nation?
Fasting.
Fasting, yeah.
Fasting, yes. Well, according to the fasting rules for Good Friday, they dictate that you should eat only one full meal, with two smaller meals being permitted as long as no other food is consumed in the interim.
That's fasting?
That's considered fasting to the Catholics.
Raise your hands. I'm a Catholic.
I was raised a Catholic. We're both raising our hands.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess we have it wrong here in the Superhuman Nation.
Yeah. Here I thought you had to go for 16 hours and not eat any food.
I didn't know
you could eat some food.
One full meal and two smaller meals.
That must be the 600 calorie every other day fast. They must have got it from that.
That's what I thought. You know, a lot of people around the world eat like that, right. But not here in the U.S.
Yeah. So there you go. Anyway, so what else is going? Oh, and got to give a shout out to Big Blue UK.
Now they're tomorrow. UK plays Wisconsin. Go Big Blue!
They're undefeated.
Yes, they are undefeated. I heard your friend Tony Vannetti talking about it on the radio on the way in, and he said that some of these teams that are the teams that are playing this weekend are going to be hard for UK.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll.
Well, and that's the way it should be, right? The cream of the crop rises.
Yeah, and a Duke Kentucky final would be really exciting.
So you're a big sports fan. I'm not. When's the last time a team went undefeated?
It was Indiana, and it was in the 70s, I think. I think it was, I could be wrong. For some reason, 1974 is coming into my head, but it was in Indiana when Bobby Knight was a coach.
Was Larry Bird playing back then?
I don't know.
The great white hope of basketball, Larry Bird.
From Indiana. Yeah, we'll look it up during the break. But it was Bobby Knight he was the coach, and it was in the 70s, I think.
And you know why they won that year? Because they were so afraid of Bobby Knight.
He threw a chair at
him. That he hit them with a chair.
He threw a chair at him.
Yeah,
but anyway, so a Duke and UK final would be really cool. All right, so Passover is also beginning today.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know more about Passover than I do.
Yeah, because I did spend a period of my time observing the Jewish religion when I was married. So, yes. But, I mean, Passover is very similar to Easter. So
Don't they fast as well?
Yes. And Passover, the thing behind Passover and why it got its name is they put the blood of a lamb on the doorstep, and the angel of death passed over and did not take the male children. Because remember, back then, when there was rumors that Jesus was out there, the Pharaoh at that point in time wanted to kill all the male babies to eradicate any chance that Jesus would live. And so that's how Passover came about. I know that the Jews don't necessarily believe in Jesus, but you can see the divergence of all of these religions originating from one thing, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you look at the Quran and so on. So there are some commonalities in all of them. But yeah, and that hence the name Passover, like let the angel of death pass over and not stop at this home.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
I learned that in catechism class. Spending 8 years in parochial school, just the way you had biology and math and English and so on, We also had catechism class for 8 years where we learned about the Catholic religion. So think about that.
I didn't realize, I'm reading a thing here about Easter, and it says that the pilgrims shunned Easter. They didn't.
Well, don't forget, they came here. The pilgrims were some of the people who came here to escape religious oppression. They were not going to be forced to worship the way they were made to worship when they lived in other countries. And I think the pilgrims were predominantly Anglo-Saxon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, I don't think they bought the whole Roman Catholic thing. And Easter is predominantly a Roman Catholic concept. I mean, it's now translated to Christianity because Christianity, obviously, you know, they all believed in Christ. So Easter is when he rose from the dead, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's all part of the miracle of Christ. But I don't think the pilgrims cared about that. They were like, hey, you keep doing what you're doing. We're getting out of here. We got out of there because we don't want to follow that. And we're not going to follow it where we go.
Another thing that says, in Sweden, young girls dress up as Easter witches and go from house to house looking for treats.
And I bet they get some, too.
Interesting things, just different traditions about Easter.
Do you remember doing Easter egg hunts when you were a kid?
Of course.
We didn't do them. My parents didn't hide Easter eggs, but my mother did boil hard-boiled eggs, and we colored them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little foam, spongy peeps. Remember the...
Of course.
Yeah, they're so good.
Somebody on television this morning when I was on the treadmill... She made a necklace and earrings out of the peeps. Yes.
Yeah, little peeps.
So we've got tons of rain right now here in Louisville. They've had to rescue over 167 homes, people from their homes.
The rain has gotten so bad that it caused a flood at the GE Appliance Park that resulted in an electrical fire burning down an entire warehouse filled with materials that gave off toxic gas. When I got to the studio this morning, my phone rang. And I looked down, and it said emergency communication. And I'm like, what is this, some telemarketer? And I pick up the phone, and it said, this is the Emergency Communication Center for Jefferson County. You are told that you must stay indoors, turn your air conditioning and heating off, and do not leave your home until we call you back and tell you it's safe to leave your home. And I called you, and I remember I said, what is this, a joke?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so the smoke was so toxic, they didn't want people to breathe, quite frankly.
So let's talk about sex, baby.
Okay, I'm with that.
No, Helen Mirren, we were talking about her this morning. She's 69 years old.
She is so hot.
She's sexy.
You know,
speaking of sex.
I look at Jane Fonda and I'm like, wow.
Jane Fonda looks good.
No, you're right. I look at Jane Fonda and I go, man, she looks good for 70 whatever. And then who else did we see recently? That we were like, wow, she's...
Suzanne Summers. She's on Dancing with the Stars.
Like,
she
like,
looks
wow,
pretty
she,
good for 70.
Neither of those would I ever think, wow, I mean, she's hot. I would, you know, definitely would have sex with her. But Helen Mirren is hot.
She's sexy. A few years ago, we talked about her. There was a photo circulating of her in a bikini, and she looks
She
so
looks
good.
Hot. She looks yes. hot. I mean, I don't think a young guy out there would turn down an opportunity to roll in the hay with
And her. I think part of it is how she handles herself, because she still embraces her sexuality, the way she dresses, the way she looks. And,
right.
And she's so confident.
And she's not stiff. When she moves, she's very fluid, which implies a sense of youthfulness. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Her skin is beautiful. Her body is impeccable. I mean, I can't get over that she's 69 years old.
There was a photo of her. I saw a photo of her this morning when I was just reading about her. She was beautiful when she was younger.
Yeah, well, that figures.
But she still is.
Yeah.
But anyway, so one of the articles said that she does a 12-minute Royal Canadian Air Force workout.
And I'm familiar with this workout, and I'll tell you why. Because when I was in college, Frankie Pignatano, who was a very, very good friend of mine, his father played for the New York Mets. And in fact, we used to joke, I used to say he was my uncle, because that's what the Italians do when they get close to a family. But anyway, his father brought home the Royal Canadian Air Force's workout program for Frankie and I because the Mets were using it. And I got to tell you something. It's a hell of a workout. It doesn't require any weights. It's all body weight stuff, plyometrics, but it's amazing. It's an amazing workout. And you have to keep moving for 12 minutes at a very, very high pace. And I would... challenge anybody out there to try it and tell me that it isn't an amazing workout.
The 5BX and the XBX, or is that, yeah, the 5BX is for men and the 5XBX. XBX is for women.
Right, right.
Toe touching, partial sit-ups, leg lifts, push-ups, stationary running.
They have this thing where you swing your arms.
Run and hop.
You swing your arms and your legs at the same time. It alternates, like where you're like, almost looks like you're striding in place.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a lot of movements. It's really great.
Yeah, so evidently that's part, one of her secrets is doing the Royal Canadian Workout.
But there was something funny in there. So what did she said, the gym, I want to get to the gym more often. What did she say? I put my workout clothes on, I do 5 sit-ups, and then I jump in the shower or something like that. Why don't we do this? Let's go ahead and take a break. We've got lots of great stories today. Also, this is Autism Awareness Month.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to be talking more about that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. We'll be right back.
Want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffer. Creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Oh no, wrong song.
I wasn't paying attention.
Thank God, I gotta get that one out of the lineup. That's not a good one. Okay, thank you for that. hard to recover from that one.
Okay, so yesterday was Autism Awareness Day, and this is Autism Awareness Month, and several of the global landmarks have bathed themselves in blue,
right,
to honor Autism Awareness, the Empire State Building, the pyramids in Egypt. I'm just all around the world.
I wonder if the Eiffel Tower. Eiffel Tower.
The fountain in London's
Piccadilly Square.
Trevagel Square.
Trafalgar.
Trafalgar Square. Just all kinds of different places.
But you know what my frustration about this is? So they're saying, autism awareness, but they're not talking about anything new to treat autism. Or, more importantly, to plug the flood of new children developing autism. So this is like saying, we're going to have a rape awareness month in a country where women are raped constantly. You know, well, we want to make you aware that rape happens. No. We know it's happening. What are you doing that's new? What are you doing that's outside the box? Dr. Stephanie Seneff came on the other day and talked about the link between manganese and autism. And Dr. Shauna Young wrote two books about that. And she was ridiculed and chastised for writing those books. And now here's a study from Dr. Stephanie Seneff and another colleague supporting what she's been saying all along. And they don't even know each other. I actually just introduced them this morning by email. So what's new? Tell me what's new in autism.
I'm sitting here looking at an article that someone wrote. And in this article, she says, are you becoming concerned that we are giving 49 doses of 14 different vaccines before age 6?
Oh, but vaccines
49 are good. Doses.
And it's going to get more. They're predicting that in about 20 years, it'll be 200 doses of vaccines to a child. 200. To protect them against all sorts of crazy stuff that they may or may not ever come in contact with. For instance, Jennifer Margulies' article is great.
Yeah, she's a PhD. That's what I've been reading.
13 reasons why the CDC is right and you should vaccinate your kids.
Just, I wanted to mention something before we go into that. She points out all of the, the nightly, comedians that are on at night and all of the media people who are coming out against people who don't believe in vaccines.
Yeah, they're calling us crazies.
What makes them experts? Yeah. What makes a media reporter an expert?
And you know what the funny thing is? So decades from now, we're going to find out that vaccines are linked to the development of autism, not the only cause, but one of them. And those people will never come back and say, we're so sorry for making fun of you people out there who knew. The same thing is coming true of glyphosate now. And we'll talk about that later.
We're going to talk about glyphosate later in the show.
13 reasons why the CDC is right that you should vaccinate your kid. This is a tongue-in-cheek, by the way.
These are all kind of sarcastic.
You want your child to be vaccinated against sexually transmitted diseases at birth that he or she has no chance of catching.
You don't care that a 2010 study found that infant boys who received the recommended 3 doses of the Hep B vaccine starting at birth were three times as likely to develop autism than boys who were never vaccinated.
Now, people say, well, these epidemiological studies are wrong. They're corollary. They're not causative. But when they want to rely on epidemiological studies to show that vaccines are safe, that's no problem. You never interviewed an immunologist who studies animal immune systems, so you don't realize that provoking a newborn animal's immune system is done to disrupt and damage the immune system. You don't care that a senior scientist at the CDC, William Thompson's PhD, has admitted to manipulating and falsifying data about the link between MMR vaccines and autism in African American boys.
You also don't care that Merck has two major lawsuits pending by scientists who claim that the company deliberately falsified, destroyed data about the efficacy of the mumps component of the MMR vaccine.
Have you heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
You have? You've known that they have two lawsuits?
We've talked about it, haven't we?
I should listen to this show once in a while. nor do you care that the main author of the CDC study that proves vaccines do not cause autism, Paul Thorson, is wanted by the Office of the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for embezzling money.
You're not interested in the hundreds of thousands of stories from parents whose children were harmed by vaccines.
Yeah, they made fun of Jenny McCarthy, right?
Well,
on The View.
Yeah, and then what about the case over in Italy where they awarded
money to, yeah.
Because of the MMR.
Right,
the MMR.
Right. Developing, and they're the ones who said there is a link between these vaccines mm-hmm. and autism, but we don't recognize that here in the United States because we're smarter than the Italians.
You agree that researchers who uncover problems with vaccines should be silenced and that journalists who write about children who suffer neurological damage from vaccines should go to
journalism jail. And let's talk about the guy who wrote the study that definitively linked vaccines to autism, who was then stripped of his credentials.
Yes.
And, I mean, castigated and thrown out of the scientific community because of pressure from the companies that manufacture vaccines.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, this happens all the time. We're going to talk about something else later that will show it's happening again right now. You also think that it's totally irrelevant that there are now literally hundreds of doctors, nurses, and healthcare professionals who are also speaking out against America's overuse of vaccines, which is true.
You know, vaccines have a myriad of side effects and can trigger autism, allergies, eczema, fainting spells, and even death.
Right. And you don't give the shake of a rat's tail about the fact that there has never been a large-scale vaccine safety study done comparing health outcomes of completely unvaccinated children to fully vaccinated
children. I find that one shocking.
I know.
Why haven't they done
that? Because, interestingly enough, the orthodoxy loves to say you have no scientific proof of what you're saying. But then when they don't have any scientific proof of what they're saying, they just gloss it over and go on. Like genetically modified foods, for instance. They say, oh, there's no proof that they're unsafe, and you have no proof that they are safe.
You know that public health officials and especially doctors have no reason to mislead the public and have never done so in the past.
Yeah.
What about the health benefits of cigarettes, she points out.
Oh, my God. I mean, more recent, Vioxx killed 50. Look, I know I've said this before, but if you don't shake your head at this idea, you don't get the gravity of the fact that Merck killed 55,000 people in collusion with the FDA. The FDA sidestepped it by saying Merck lied to us about the research. Why didn't someone go to jail? Did you ever hear of anybody from Merck going to jail for killing 55,000 Americans?
No, and in the same paragraph, I want to mention this. She says that obstetricians reassured pregnant women that x-rays during pregnancy were not only safe for the fetus, but they were necessary to measure the size of the fetus.
Yeah, right, right.
That's shocking.
And they gave thalidomide to women to help them deliver their babies better and faster, and the babies were born missing limbs. I mean, you also...
You're not worried about your
infant
being exposed to toxic levels of aluminum. Thimerosal is the mercury.
Yeah, and mercury.
Really. Yeah.
So these are the reasons that you should vaccinate. It's obviously a tongue-in-cheek idea by Jennifer Margolis. It's really good because she's a PhD.
And she's an award-winning journalist also.
Yeah, but let's no. So what are you going to take away from her now? Oh, wait a minute. Well, she has an agenda. Well, don't the companies that promote vaccines have agendas? Don't they have agendas? Aren't they the ones making the money from the vaccines? What money are we making by questioning their safety? What money does that make us? It doesn't. We don't sell a non-vaccine alternative. No. You got it. It's crazy. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more good stories to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. We shall return. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Pay attention, boy. Welcome back. As 50 Cent brings us back from the commercial break, this is Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented, wearing a blue Mantel and fitted shirt, I might say, much sexier than what it looks like when men wear them, that's for sure.
Well, I'm wearing blue in observance of the autism
month. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk about France right now. Over in Paris, France, there was a ban just recently on skinny models.
And immediately, half the population had to leave the country. Isn't that where all the skinny models come from or stay or live? Don't they all go to France, to Paris to live?
The lawmakers came up with a bill that said that they would have to present a medical certificate showing a BMI of at least 121 pound for a height of 5'7".
Wow, an 18 BMI. So in other words, if you have a lower BMI than 18, what do they want you to do? You just start eating until you get to 18?
I guess so.
Holy mackerel, this is going to change. First of all, none of the models are going to be able to live there. Are they going to ban magazines that, I'm sorry, are they going to ban magazines that have models in them that are of that lower BMI?
I'm not sure.
You know what this call is coming in? It's the emergency communication telling me it's safe to leave the house now. I'm looking at the caller ID. I'm sorry.
In 2007, there was a 28-year-old former French fashion model who did a campaign about to raise awareness for anorexia.
Mm-hmm.
And she died right after the campaign.
Wow. That's sad.
That's very sad.
Well, so instead of eating tissues, they'll have to start eating food. That's all.
Yeah, they do. I've read that they eat tissues.
Yeah, isn't that disgusting?
Speaking of skinny, I saw Angelina Jolie on the television the
other
day.
Oh, my God. She looks like she just escaped from a concentration camp.
Now, she's a beautiful woman, and, you know, there are a lot of controversial things about her, but she did not look healthy in that television piece.
So
that
now
I saw.
She's had her ovaries removed, right?
She had her ovaries and tubes removed, her fallopian tubes.
Oh my God. That's scary. And so she's had her breast removed and of course had breast implants put in. Now she's had her ovaries and her fallopian tubes removed, all because she's worried about getting cancer. Right?
Yes, and if you recall, we talked about there was a girl that had a blog that talked about she too had the BRCA1
mm-hmm,
gene.
Mm-hmm.
She had both of her breasts removed, and she still got breast cancer.
Right. And, well, more importantly, as Adele Moussa pointed out once during a Subversity Science Roundup, while the statistics say that if you have the BRCA gene, you have like a 52% chance of getting breast cancer or something like that,
mm-hmm.
less than 1% of all the women who actually get breast cancer have the BRCA gene.
That's interesting.
I know. So when you look at these numbers together, you go, wait a minute, maybe this. And don't forget, the original group that was involved in some of the earliest research on genetic testing for breast cancer, many of them went and had radical mastectomies, just like Angelina Jolie did. But a whole nother group of them said, we'll just sit and watch. And of the group that sat and watched, none of them got breast cancer, which made the ones that lopped off their breasts think to themselves, why did I do that?
Well, and then also, too, think about this. Angelina Jolie is 39 years old. She has forced her body into menopause.
Oh, of course.
Now, typically, when you go through menopause, it's a gradual process. Your hormones start to decline, and over time, you start to, you know, have erratic menopause.
Periods, right. Periods, you mean?
I mean, I'm sorry, periods.
Yeah.
But she's just like going through it just right away.
Right.
So I saw a doctor on television talking about whether she was going to treat it with hormones or whether she was going to treat it naturally with supplements, and she hadn't come up with anything for her yet. This was her doctor. And for me, that part of it is scary.
Yeah.
Because that's life changing.
Well, we know that when women have no estrogen, A, number one, the most obvious thing is they put on weight quickly. Number one.
I had a friend text me the other day saying that she's getting lower abdominal loose fat.
Yeah. And she's going through menopause.
And
at the same
time. Starting to go through menopause. And her friends are telling her to take natural supplements, to eat soy.
Goldenrod and black cohosh. That's all you need.
And then another friend told her, oh, don't take estrogen. You just need progesterone.
Like all these geniuses out there, right? And so we know that she's going to start putting on weight, Angelina Jolie, number one. So she's going to have to starve herself more and more, number one. But number two, women catch up and surpass men in the development of neurological diseases after they go through menopause because estrogen is protective to the female brain. So she is going to be at risk of developing all sorts of neurological diseases if she doesn't replace that estrogen. It's sad to say. I predict that.
She has all those children.
7, 8, 9. Yeah, but she's got a ton of money to leave them, so that's not the problem. The problem is she is marching headlong. She's running headlong into potential diseases and acting like she's done the right thing, and she hasn't.
I can't believe doctors advised her to do this.
Well, because she's a model for what they want to do. This is what they want to do to people. They want to, you know, castrate and remove ovaries and
They want to do surgeries.
Yeah.
Well, so last week I was going through the Daily Eureka Alert, and that's the public releases that, I mean, the media releases that we get of headline
stories. Yeah, we get embargoed articles like days before they're actually available to the public.
Well, and this one study, they say, like Angelina Jolie, study pinpoints genetic cause of increased leukemia risk. But my point is now they're calling it the Angelina effect.
Yeah, she's like a martyr now. She's going to be held up look, Angelina did. And we know that these movie stars are quite often are brainless. They're just like everybody else out there, but we put so much trust in them. Oh, well, this celebrity does that. I should do it too. And we shouldn't follow celebrities because they're celebrities. Find out what they really know. What does Angelina Jolie really know about this? I mean, who is she getting advice? And what?
Well, she did an op-ed piece in the New York Times, which she also did for her breast cancer. Why is she writing an op-ed piece for the New York Times?
She's trying to give women courage to make this decision. It says it right in the beginning of the op-ed piece. But
okay.
I want to draw your attention to one specific paragraph. Okay. After her doctor called her and said her CA-125 was normal, and she took a relaxing breath like she was safe. He then pointed out to her, he went on, there are a number of inflammatory markers that are elevated, and taken together, they could be a sign of early cancer. I'm going to read that again because I want to make sure everybody understands this, because this is what made her decide to have a radical ovariectomy, okay? There are a number of inflammatory markers that are elevated, and taken together, they could be a sign of early cancer. What do you think when I say that? What do you think about that? If somebody said to you, you have a variety of inflammatory markers that are very elevated, would the first thing you think is, I've got to remove my ovaries?
No, figure out how you can get rid of the inflammation.
Right? Right? I mean, really? I mean, curcumin, ginger, fish oil, remove inflammatory things from your diet. I mean, if she is this wealthy and supposedly this intelligent and she has chronic inflammation and she thinks the solution is to rip her ovaries and fallopian tube out, she's an idiot. I mean, for crying out loud, take NSAIDs. I mean, Deuce, you've got chronic inflammation, and the go-to thing is to remove your... What about the chronic inflammation's effect on every other organ system in your body? What about Alzheimer's disease? What about, I mean, I can go on.
Well, that's not the only reason why she did it. She did it because of the cancer risk in her family. Her mother, her grandmother, and her aunt, three people died.
But what is telling about that statement? Wait a minute, Doc, you mean to tell me that inflammation could be leading to cancer? Yes. The first thing I'd say is, well, how can we lower the inflammation? Not how many organs can you rip out this afternoon, Doc?
Well, she's worried about the chance of getting cancer.
And I go back to my statement. If a doctor told me inflammatory markers are indicative that you are at a high risk of cancer, I wouldn't say, well, I'm afraid of Alzheimer's disease, rip my brain out. I'd say, how do I suppress that cancer, Doc? I mean, the inflammation, Doc. How do I, because then I'll suppress cancer everywhere, Doc. How do I do that? I wouldn't say rip my ovaries out. I mean, I'm sorry. She's beautiful and she is an amazing actress, and I'll continue to go see her movies for as long as she can keep acting, which I have to tell you, I don't believe it's going to be for very long.
Well, I've already heard that she's said that she's probably going to start concentrating on being a mother. So
oh, yeah.
That might tell you.
Yeah.
There's another part of this op-ed piece that she wrote that I find interesting. She was talking about her BRCA1 gene mutation, and then she says that surgery isn't the only option. She says that there are other alternative ways to deal with it, such as taking birth control pills.
Oh, that's a smart one. That's a smart one. I mean, that's obviously better than...
Than having your breast removed.
But better yet, why don't you find ways to suppress the inflammation? I know I keep saying it, and you're like, Carl, you said that already. But why doesn't someone who's supposedly so intelligent that they're using her as the poster child for what women should do not be looking at, well, okay, if inflammation causes the cancer, Doc, maybe we should look at the inflammation. I mean, this is critical thinking at its simplest, deductive reasoning at its simplest. Is she that dumb, or has her brain been taken over by these doctors?
I think that her fear of getting cancer,
mm-hmm.
coupled with what these doctors have led her to do, and I think it all stems from fear.
Yeah.
You know, because she has these children, and she wants to be, she knew what it was like growing up without a mother, so she wants to be there for her children, and you can't blame her for that.
I agree.
But these doctors are steering her wrong.
But I contend that she's not going to be there for these children, because she's going to develop other diseases now. I'm sorry.
She's going to develop
neurological diseases and stuff, and she's still not going to be a feminist.
It's just a shame that she got led down this path.
Somebody should have told her to listen to this show before she did all this. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores. And
and 1.5 grams of Cre-Alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormones. Hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Tag team back again. Oh, I'm sorry. I've been listening to these songs so long.
You can sing them in your sleep.
Tag team back again. Check it, check it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoice. Say party
woo,
over here,
it
a party
is.
Over there, wave your hands.
Is that in there too?
Yeah, watch.
These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoa, there it is.
Whee!
Welcome back.
So let's talk about Alzheimer's.
What's that? I forgot.
There's a new treatment out. It's a non-invasive ultrasound technology that clears the brain of neurotoxic amyloid plaques. So,
it's a focused laser, right? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
A focused therapeutic ultrasound which non-invasively beams sound waves into the brain tissue.
Oh, it's ultrasound. It's not laser.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That scares me. Well, what else is it doing to the brain?
It says non-invasively.
All non-invasive means is they don't cut your skull open. It doesn't
right.
mean that it doesn't have other potential risks associated with it.
By oscillating super fast, these sound waves are able to gently open up the blood-brain barrier.
That's
say
the
that
part
10
that
times.
Scares. The opening up the blood-brain barrier is what scares me. Okay, go ahead.
And stimulate the brain's microglial cells to activate
microglia. So the thing that scares me about this is that it opens up the blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier is there as part of our evolutionary journey to keep things that are known to be toxic, that sequestered in the body and not in the blood that feeds the brain. It's very, very important.
Aren't there some things that cross that blood-brain barrier?
Yes, but generally the things that cross the blood-brain barrier are things that we find in the brain naturally.
Such as?
Oh, GABA, you know, I mean, stuff like that. But there are things that we don't want getting across the blood-brain barrier. That could be neurotoxic or damage the brain. And the brain's really good at keeping those things out. So while this ultrasound may help break up the beta amyloid plaque, which is basically just misfolded proteins that have nowhere else to go and get kind of caught up in different areas of the brain and get them out of the brain, that breach of the blood-brain barrier scares me, because what's getting in during during this process? I mean, if you have, we just did a show on mercury, right? If you have high levels of mercury floating around in your body, you're going to let a lot more of it in for those times while the blood-brain barrier is down. It's like having a gated community with barbarians living around you, and you're going to do some work on the gate, so you're going to unlock the whole gate to the whole kingdom while you work on this little area here, and you don't know who's coming in over there.
So I'm going to ask you a really stupid question. So there was a friend whose father has just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
We talked about him. His father's a physician, and he took statin drugs for 20 years because he thought it was good to take them.
So when you saw this, you suggested that his father take niacin.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't these doctors suggest that he take
niacin? Costs about $6 a bottle, and I bet you that laser probably costs hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of the number of treatments that you have to do. And more importantly, people develop symptoms slowly, you know, and they ignore them and 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 ignore them. And then all of a sudden they go, oh my God, something's wrong with me. And they want to be fixed now. If you tell them, look, it took you 3 years to develop this, it's going to take you about a year for it to go away the right way, they tell you, no, I want it to be gone now.
It's just like losing weight. People want to lose it now.
Right.
They don't want to, you know, take 9 months to lose it.
Right. Taking real nicotinic acid, real niacin, not the flush-free potassium salt of niacin, because, in fact, what causes the flushing probably is where the magic is in this area, aside from prostaglandin release, has actually been shown in clinical trials to actually remove plaque from the brain. And here's a little excerpt from the study that we sent to our good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Dietary niacin regulates learning performance and prevents or reverses cognitive decline, one study showed. Protects against Alzheimer's disease and age-related cognitive decline, another study showed. Dietary niacin has been implicated as a protective factor against cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease. Another study showed that niacin, because of the effects on blood levels of lipids, as well as prostaglandins, can actually break down and remove plaque over time. But the key term there is over time, right? Your doctor gives you niacin and says, you know, first of all, it's going to make you itchy as hell the first couple of days you take it. Like, oh, I don't want that. But if you live with it for a couple of days, it stops doing that to you. And it slowly works you up to 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day, which is more than enough to get the job done. And says, now we're going to watch you over the next 6 months. And the patient goes, no, I don't want to wait that long. But if they did, they could watch you. They could do the appropriate scans to see where the plaque is. They'd see it breaking down.
Should people take niacin as a preventative measure?
I take niacin for a variety of reasons. It's an ergogenic. You train harder. Your heart pumps better with niacin. It's an antithrombotic. It causes red blood cells to be less sticky, so they don't clump and cause clots. It's good for your brain. It you think clearer. It's just an all-around good thing. And in fact, niacin, what's the word I'm looking for? deficiencies have been linked to the onset of development of plaque in the brain, in lots of areas of the brain, not just the areas of the brain that are responsible for cognition. So absolutely, niacin is something I take I take 500 milligrams first thing in the morning. I love the flush. You've seen me. I turn red like a lobster.
You turn so red.
But only lasts a couple minutes. And you know what? I like it. It makes me feel good.
Oh. Why does it make you feel good?
Because I feel, when I take niacin, I feel like it wakes me up. And it probably does. So it also raises growth hormone. It also is, according to Adele Musa, may produce a nitric oxide production response, perhaps better than L-arginine. So it's an all-around good thing to take. But, yeah, they've got a laser, but you don't need it. Then if you take niacin with some regularity, you won't have to worry about developing this plaque. How about that one? I mean, anybody who's getting poor sleep.
You also did that show with the doctor out of California that gave, what was it? How many things did he say?
It's in my blog. I think it was 8 or 11 things that he completely reversed the cognitive decline and memory loss in, I think, either 11 or 20 Alzheimer's patients.
Did you send that to our friend?
A long time ago.
Okay.
But see, that's even, so you're asking people to take niacin, trust the process for 6 months to a year to reverse it. They're not willing to do that. You think they're going to do these 11 things, get to sleep on time, get on hormones? No, they're not going to do it. They'd rather go in and get this ultrasound, blast their brain, and then find out a decade later that, yeah, you don't have Alzheimer's disease, but you've got some other problems now. I mean,
well, he was on statin for 25 years, too.
And that's a shame because he was part of the medical orthodoxy. And keep in mind, I've said this before, you know, if you're part of the medical orthodoxy, you're damned because you must drink your own Kool-Aid. If you've been telling people for 20 years to drink the Kool-Aid, it's the best thing for them, then when it comes for your time, you can't turn it down. You got to drink it. You've got an investment in that Kool-Aid. You have to drink it. And unfortunately, as a physician, and he was a fantastic, amazing surgeon, 20 years ago, they said, hey, statin drugs, they're good for you. They'll make you live longer. They're good for you. They'll keep you from developing heart disease. They're good for you. But by the way, you get Alzheimer's disease instead. You get diabetes
instead.
Or type
2 diabetes.
Yeah.
That's a side effect of statins.
I know, but nobody talks about that. They put people on statin drugs, and then they put them on diabetes medication.
Okay, so I want to give a shout-out real quick to Carmella. It was her birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Last week we didn't have a show, so we didn't get to talk about this, but she had posted a picture of Sweet Sue canned whole chicken. It's disgusting looking.
You open this big can. It looks like a giant tomato juice can. You open it up and a slimy, pale, disgusting looking whole chicken comes
gel,
out of it.
It's got gel all over it. It's disgusting looking. Somebody did post on their website, though, that it was good to use to have in an emergency shelter.
Yeah, like a fallout shelter.
Like
sure.
A fallout shelter.
And I can see that because now you're not worried about thriving. You're just worried about surviving.
Surviving.
Yeah, I can see that. But I don't think I'll be eating Sweet Sue
canned
chicken anytime soon. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about glyphosate. For those of you who didn't see my blog yesterday, we're going to talk about that and also talk about some other interesting stuff revolving around that, including Monsanto's hard work and effort to distance themselves from Dr. Patrick Moore. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Crunchy. From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
Welcome back.
Well, you don't need the music. You should just sing.
I can't sing. What'd I do with that money? The money that... It's so funny. You want to tell that story real quick?
You can.
So, Elise's aunt, Laureen, she's like 90 what now?
93.
So, one day we were over the house for some holiday, and we were eating dinner, and I started singing something, and Elise said to me, what'd you do with that money your mother gave
you? No, I said, what'd you do with that money?
That money.
And you said, what money? I said, the money your mother gave you for singing lessons.
Right. So we laughed. So then Laureen looked at Ben and like said it real quiet, like nobody else at the table could hear her. She's awfully worried about the money that his mother left him. That was funny.
And it's just something that you say.
Yeah, I know. She's cute. So guess what we just got in the mail?
What?
Rev Genetics is a company that I've been trying to get as a sponsor since 2007.
Okay.
They've come aboard. They have the single best resveratrol product and curcumin product in the world. I'm not just saying this.
Oh, so you mean if I take that resveratrol, I don't have to drink wine anymore?
In fact, this resveratrol absorbs 10 times more effective than standard resveratrol, and it has a special gas coating that keeps it from changing while it's in the bottle here. And on top of that, this metacurcumin, which you're going to see a banner ad for metacurcumin next week and a special offer to the audience to save 20% off. A single serving is equal to 23.2 grams of standard curcumin. It absorbs up to 277 times better and shows up in the bloodstream 6 times faster than any curcumin on the market, even biocurcumin, which is life extension. It outperforms biocurcumin. So I would say to Angelina Jolie, you know, fish oil, metacurcumin, resveratrol, you know, try getting your inflammation, chronic inflammation, under control these ways before you rip out organs.
There was a study that came out this week about fish oil saying that fish oil is not good, that you shouldn't take it.
Why? What did it say?
I didn't read the whole thing, and then I heard him talking about it. but I was not paying attention. I was on the treadmill, and there were people around me. So, but they were talking about it on one of the TV screens, and so now they're saying that fish oil is bad.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Where you get your information from is the new evolutionary selection pressure. So let's leave it at that. Okay, what are we going to talk about next?
You wanted to talk about glyphosate.
I want to talk about my blog first.
Okay.
So yesterday I posted a blog called Glyphosate. Let me break it down for you. Basically, after the interview I did with Dr. Stephanie Seneff, I went and started looking at patents. Monsanto has literally hundreds of patents on glyphosate. Glyphosate and unique applications, glyphosate and blends of glyphosate, and glyphosate for other uses. Dr. Stephanie Seneff talked about glyphosate when it was discovered back in the 50s was an antimicrobial, and in the right doses, it could be an antibiotic. And that's when I had an epiphany, because we're all talking about antibiotic-resistant illnesses like C. diff and MRSA, but more importantly, we know what happens to animals that are fed chronic doses, low doses of antibiotics. They get fat, they get digestive issues, they develop diseases. I mean, it goes on and on.
That's what's happening to the American people.
Yes. So I decided I'm going to go check this out and see if it's true. So I went to the USPTO and I started reading patents for
glyphosate.
Every single patent makes mention of its both antimicrobial and antibiotic actions. Now, don't forget, it's said that the way it controls weeds, or the growth of any plant for that matter, is it destroys the microbiota of the soil that plants need in order to feed off of. Unless the plant has been genetically modified not to require the support of the microbiota, which is GMO corn and soy and so on. But in the right doses, it is an antibiotic. In fact, they even have a patent right now specifically combining it with something else to be used as an antibiotic to treat diseases. They're not doing it yet, but they have a patent on it.
You're kidding me.
No, your cousin Bill, who is a well-respected agricultural scientist and taught at the University of Illinois for how many years? His entire career?
Oh, his entire career. He just retired.
He saw my post yesterday and he said, look, I'm worried for you. You're saying things about glyphosate. I've known about glyphosate for 25 years. And you're saying things about glyphosate that I'm afraid is going to get Monsanto to come down on you in a big way. And he was being sincere. He said, what I know about glyphosate is that it works by interrupting photosynthetic pathways, and that's how it kills weeds. And so I respectfully disagreed with him, and I sent him links to the studies. I mean, the patents. Okay? This is a guy that has spent his career in academia teaching agriculture. In fact, he's now working for some of the biggest vineyards in Napa as a consultant.
He's a consultant, yeah. Yes.
He goes to me, this is a game changer. I never knew this. I'm shocked. He goes, and then he says, I need to start listening to your show, he says, which was really cute. But he agreed that glyphosate is an antibiotic. It's an antimicrobial in low doses, and in a high dose, it's an antibiotic. So when we look at what's going on with our population, and we look at the exposure to glyphosate.
Well, and we've talked about, you and I were talking, when we were traveling, obviously when we went to Montana, we were traveling, we had to eat out a lot. And my stomach started bothering me.
And so did mine.
And so, and while we were talking about people's guts and the microbiome of the guts and how people have so many gut problems right now. And I said to Carl, from eating out, you don't know what kind of food you're eating and you don't know what's on it. And
if you're buying food anyplace out in the world where you don't, where somebody else is responsible for preparing it for you, putting it in a box for you, whatever, you don't know how much glyphosate is in there. And people say, well, I buy organic produce. Yeah, but what else do you buy? If you buy anything with conventional sugar in it, guess what? There's glyphosate in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you have to buy organic.
Well, you got to buy organic for sure. And you also need to know even where your meat's coming from, because as Dr. Seneff pointed out the other day, organic farmers who use manure, it doesn't say that the cows have to be raised organically. So their manure could be loaded with glyphosate, metabolites of everything that they're eating. It's still considered organic.
I think we're going to have a hard time in this country.
I'm telling you. But you know what needs to happen here? So I posted that post yesterday in hopes that people would go, wait a minute, I don't care whether you agree that GMOs are safe or not. I don't care if you agree that we have to find ways to feed the world. What I want you all to agree on is that glyphosate is an antibiotic. They're spraying antibiotics in your food. You're eating antibiotics, and that's a bad thing for you. So just based on that alone, I think that we could get everybody in the country to agree we don't want antibiotics in our food, and hence we don't want glyphosate in our food. Now, you combine that with the UN's saying that glyphosate is a probable carcinogen, and then you dug something up that said it was originally listed as a carcinogen a long time ago.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden it's not. So the FDA once again is allowing a company to not just kill the American population, but the world, the entire world, okay, is at risk because of Monsanto. And you, what's his name?
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant, the guy who runs Monsanto, wants to turn the tables on us and say, well, you know, if you're not willing to eat conventional food, you're just an elitist. Baloney. It has nothing to do with being an elitist. We don't want to die of a disease from your product. Go out of business if you have to.
Okay, let's talk about the timeline here. 1985, the EPA, 30 years ago, the EPA categorized glyphosate as a class C carcinogen.
Right.
1991, the EPA had evidence of multiple studies showing glyphosate as a possible carcinogen, but reversed its decision, suggesting that suddenly 6 years later, there wasn't enough evidence. It approved the herbicide for widespread use, classifying it as a group E, evidence of non-carcinogenic for humans.
So they look at it, and this is what Monsanto does. They pressure people into changing their position. They're like the friggin' Gestapo, okay? They're a horrible company.
2013, evidence of glyphosate's carcinogenic has been mounting for years, and the EPA increases the upper limits of it.
Uh-huh.
2015, the World Health Organization declares glyphosate as a probable carcinogen.
Okay. Now, keep in mind that another thing that Dr. Stephanie Seneff said that I didn't understand before, but now I do, is why are they spraying glyphosate on wheat right before they harvest it? Who cares if weeds grow? You're harvesting it. And she explained that the technique is by spraying glyphosate on wheat, you effectively kill the wheat. When the wheat is threatened with death, it matures quicker. It synchronizes the crop, and it makes the crop easier to harvest. So they're putting glyphosate on the crop right before they pull it out of the ground and feed it to you. So wheat has the highest amount of glyphosate. Maybe it's not even gluten that we're worried about here. Maybe it's the load of glyphosate on wheat today. This is disgusting. So then the guy who went on the air in the French a reporter, Dr. Patrick Moore, who, by the way, was affiliated with Greenpeace early on.
Yes, he was affiliated with Greenpeace, but he left Greenpeace and...
Yeah, he had a change of heart, he said. I guarantee his change of heart had something to do with dollar signs attached to it.
Oh, yeah.
But Dr. Patrick Moore, we talked about this the other day. I have the transcript here. They said to him, he said to the reporter, you can drink a whole quart of glyphosate. It won't hurt you. And the reporter said, you want to drink some? We have some here. He said, I'd be happy to, actually. But then he said, not really, but I know it wouldn't hurt me. If you say it won't hurt you, have some. I'm not stupid, he replies. So it's dangerous, you're saying. Moore then says Roundup is so safe when people try to commit suicide by drinking it, they fail regularly, which is true, but their lives are ruined forever. Their digestive tracts are ruined forever. He didn't mention that. Then he goes on to say, the reporter says, it is dangerous. He said, it's not dangerous to humans. No, it's not. He said, so you're ready to drink a glass? No, I'm not an idiot, he says. Interview me about golden rice. That's what we're talking about. Otherwise, the interview is finished. You're a complete jerk. So Monsanto, this went so viral so quickly. Monsanto went right into gear. They had every news agency, every website, everybody who printed a page about this particular interview. Add this to the interview. Dr. Moore is not a Monsanto lobbyist or employee. Knowledgeable scientists, consumers, and our farmers' customers may be familiar with and confident in the safety of glyphosate, but their statements don't make them lobbyists for our company. Dr. Patrick Moore is one of those individuals. He agrees with the science that supports the safety of glyphosate and is an advocate for technology and innovation. But as I mentioned, he is not and never has been a paid lobbyist or employee at Monsanto. Now, if you believe Greenpeace, where he was an activist at one time, they put right on here that he gets paid to consult for Monsanto, as well as other big biotech companies.
He is a Weyerhaus, BHP Minerals, and Monsanto are just a few of the...
Exxon, Valdez Oil. I mean, he consults for some of the dirtiest companies in the world, and Monsanto is one of them. So they're saying he doesn't work for them, but there's other people out there saying he does. But here's what I do know, right?
Can I say something
yeah,
real
please,
quick?
Please.
You glossed right over this, and I want to bring it back up.
Please.
That Stephanie Sinoff said that if you drink glyphosate, you're going to be maimed for life.
Right.
Okay, so that builds up in our system because there's a Forbes article here that says that, well, just eating a little bit on your fruit isn't going to harm you.
Right.
But if you keep eating it
yes,
on
it
a
accumulates.
Daily basis, it accumulates.
And that's my point. And when you get enough of it, it becomes an antibiotic. It's not an antimicrobial.
Well,
anymore.
So you did that show with Dr. Tom about getting rid of mercury and this, and you talked about things building up and these metals building up, accumulating in your body. You know, here you're trying to get rid of the mercury, but then you're going to put this in your system,
and you're getting this from every single angle out there. So it's hard to even restrict how much you get, and so the point is this. Glyphosate is an antibiotic. They're spraying antibiotics on your food. You're eating these antibiotics. That changes the discussion completely. Who cares if it's a carcinogen or anything else? It says right in their patents that it has antimicrobial, antibiotic properties. By that alone, they should have to remove it from our food. By that alone. And I think everybody would agree with that. And whether or not this idiot is an employee of Monsanto or not, the truth is he claims it's safe, and he won't drink it. That's all. That Monsanto could do everything they want to try to distance themselves from it, but it's too late.
I find that interesting because you always say on the show, give it to your kids. You drink it.
Yeah,
you
eat it. Yeah, put a couple drops on your tongue. Yeah.
You always say that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, so here, the bottom line is this. Glyphosate is not safe, and years from now, we're going to find out it's not safe. And all those people who said it is safe, trust me, none of them will be punished. But you and I, our lives will be changed.
And now Monsanto is doing some backtracking, backpedaling. They've just donated, March the 31st, they've donated $4 million to save the monarch butterflies.
Yeah, you know what this is like? This is like carpet bombing a city and then airlifting $1 million worth of Band-Aids in and going, wow, here, we'll help you out.
Monsanto is committed to preserving and protecting the biodiversity of our planet, said the president and chief operating officer, Brett Begerman. While weed management has been a factor in the decline of milkweed habitat, the agricultural sector can absolutely be part of the solution in restoring it. So he admits that they've been part of the reason of the decline of the monarch butterflies.
But here's a better choice, Brett. Instead of giving a few million dollars to help the butterflies, why don't you take glyphosate out of the environment? It's going to take over 3 years for residual glyphosate to be eradicated from the environment. Let's start now.
Well, Monsanto is just running scared.
I really do feel that between the UN saying that it's a carcinogen and people looking at this and this idiot
and
opening
social,
his mouth.
And social media.
Yes, I think that this could be the death knell for Monsanto. I bet their next quarter's earnings are down in the dirt yet again. And I hope that people pass my blog around because I think that everybody can agree that we don't need antibiotics in our food. Even you vegans out there who don't, that eat conventional. Think about all the antibiotics that you are consuming. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for physical culture radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
So I just wanted to mention the approval of by the FDA of genetically modified apples and potatoes. Mm-hmm. For some reason, you seem to think we discussed it, but I wanted to mention it again.
Yeah, no, no. But more importantly, these are not genetically modified for the purpose of being Roundup ready, by the way.
They're gene sliced.
Yeah. The whole idea is that they will stay good longer.
Yeah, the apples... the fruit contains an added apple gene that's code for an enzyme, polyphenol oxidase, PPO, that causes apple flesh to turn brown. The extra genes trigger RNA, which inhibits the expression of all genes that produce PPO. And we've talked about apples. You've done a show with a woman about an apple a day keeps a doctor away. Those polyphenols are what's good for you.
So here's an example of how industry doesn't care about what's good for people. They only care about what's good for industry. We know that when Crisco came around and replaced healthier alternatives, they had to remove the omega-3 fats because that's what went rancid. And then they had to hydrogenate it so that it would stay solid at room temperature. By removing the omega-3 fats, they removed anything that was good about that crap product, right? So once again, industry says, what's good for us? Who cares what's good for people? Well, if you remove these polyphenols, they don't brown as fast. Okay, let's do that. But wait a minute. Polyphenols are good for people. Polyphenols are one of the reasons that people eat apples and what makes apples good for people. And industry replies, who cares about people? We need these apples to not turn brown.
Just don't eat Arctic apples. That's where the name is going to be, Arctic apples, and they come from Canada, a Canadian-based Okanagan specialty
Okanaga,
fruit.
Yeah.
Okanaga. Yeah, yeah. Fruit com.
But you know what's really interesting about this? I don't know anything about this, and maybe Cousin Bill could answer this question. But what's the chances of those apples, once they're in the wild, genetically hybridizing with other apples and conveying that genetic mutation, that genetic splice mutation onto other apples where these other apples don't produce those polyphenols either? I mean, we know that corn will pollinate a field across the, you know, a mile away, and mm-hmm. and next thing you know, you got genetically modified corn.
But things migrate, like my butterfly bushes in my backyard. I found pieces of it in a potted plant.
Yeah, how the hell did
where
it get there?
Where it just started growing
right.
in the pot.
Right.
And then we repotted it or we replanted it, and it's huge now.
I got to ask Cousin Bill if there's a chance that that could change any other apples maybe that are growing in fields adjacent to it. It's going to be interesting. So.
The potatoes are from a Idaho-based J.R. Simplot. They, too, are gene-sliced. So don't buy those potatoes. Buy organic. If they don't sprout?
If you know when you take potatoes and you leave them for a long time, roots start popping out of them? Uh-huh. That's a good thing. That means that they haven't been genetically modified. That's what you want. You want potatoes that will grow roots, because what they do is they modify potatoes, hybridize potatoes, and spray chemicals on potatoes so that they don't develop eyes. Remember your mom used to cut the eyes out of the potatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, those eyes are actually what will grow into roots. You want those eyes. Go figure. You want potatoes just the way God made them, right?
Right.
Okay. So you want a potato that will sprout. And that's a good potato eat. And pretty much all red potatoes have not been genetically modified. So you're safe with red potatoes. And they always have all the little eyes in them.
Yes.
But those perfect Idaho potatoes that don't have a blemish on them, don't eat them. Don't eat them.
And McDonald's, don't they like store them in some building for 6 months or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, because of the chemicals they spray on.
Because of the gases?
Yeah, yeah. Because they're toxic.
I can't
but then
imagine,
you eat them.
I can't imagine any parent feeding their child McDonald's french fries.
It's sad. But there are parents out there who have no choice, maybe. Maybe that's all they have. So I say, let's not punish the parents for having to make that difficult choice. Let's get that stuff out of the food chain.
Yes.
Let's get glyphosate out of the food chain so that parents don't have to go. Because look, right now, the only alternative for people who don't have the money, I mean, you always talk about on the show how your mom worked and she had the kids and she would have had no choice.
We didn't eat. I never ate McDonald's.
No, not McDonald's. But the potatoes that she would have bought, maybe. Oh. She wouldn't have had a choice of going organic. Mm-hmm. I say it's not the parents' fault.
You can grow your own, but then you still have to be careful with the seeds that you buy.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many levels to this
of
now.
Of the complications.
Yes.
I say force these companies to get this stuff out of our food chain. That's what I say. That's the answer. Really, it is. Okay.
Do we have time for another story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, we don't. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. I'm sorry. All right. Do you have a story picked out already?
When we come back, I want to talk about six-pack.
Like beer?
No, six-pack abs.
Oh, I thought you were talking about six-pack of beer. I was going, it's going to be a good Friday here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It is good Friday.
Hey, that's right.
Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I love this song. I really do.
Ooh,
Welcome back. That song makes me want to be on the beach, like in Mexico or something.
Why?
Because it's Latin. But it's a mashup with the Black Eyed Peas and a couple other people. I think this is J-Lo, isn't it? Listen. No, that's not J-Lo, right? Okay.
I like J-Lo. Okay, so let's talk about abs.
Let's talk about abs, baby. Let's talk about something I ain't got.
I'm on my way, but they're not there yet.
I'm working on a keg. I don't want a six-pack. I want a whole keg.
You know, it seems like so many people are, that's their
goal.
It's good to have goals, but that's like the ultimate. We have a friend that he's been on a crash diet for forever, and his whole goal in life is to get six-pack abs.
Yeah, and he doesn't have them. He has a four-pack or maybe a two-pack at best. Because at his navel down, he's got like a little pooch that like women have.
Like women get, yes.
Yeah. But he's lost so much muscle that now he's almost diabetic. So that's an interesting discussion. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So in this article that I'm reading, this person is saying it's virtually impossible to avoid being bombarded with images promoting perky butts and flat stomachs. So we'll talk about perky butts in a little bit, but let's talk about the flat stomachs right now.
Okay. Save the best for last. Go ahead.
So, in this article, she says that she does not want six-pack abs.
Why wouldn't she want six-pack abs?
Well, they serve no functional. She lists several different things. The first of which is they serve no functional.
Well,
purpose.
Okay, so she probably wears makeup. She wears eyeliner. That serves no functional purpose. I can list a whole host of things that she probably does that serve no functional purpose. She probably likes a favorite television show. That serves no functional purpose. All right, go ahead.
It won't make me any healthier.
That may or may not be true. If you've got a big old gut on you and fat thighs, chances are you have visceral fat too. And striving to get the outside of your abs to look lean can actually influence the inside of your body.
She said that there are people who have a six-pack that are unhealthy and or lack functional strength.
I got a feeling that somebody who has a six pack is more functional strength than she does.
I can tell you this. I did squats yesterday and you work every part. You work your abs, you work your core, you work your legs, your glutes, you work everything.
When people talk
squats.
About core strength work, right? They have the Bosu ball, balancing on this and all this stupid one leg.
Go squat.
Just squat. You want to see what, because guess what? Your core is basically the column made up of your spinal erector muscles, your obliques, and your abdominal muscles that connect the lower part of your body to the upper part of your body. It's like the chassis of a car that connects the engine through the drivetrain to the rear wheels. And you want to build a strong chassis? Start doing stuff that loads your spine from the top down.
But when you're doing that squat and you go down, if you go down to parallel or further,
right,
below parallel, then you're really engaging everything.
Of course. And you don't have to do stupid stuff like Bosu ball work.
No. Okay. The next one is, I want to have my period.
So this could be true and not be true. Women can have abs without starving themselves to the point where they don't have a period anymore.
I had abs.
And you had your period.
And I had my period.
Okay. So that proves the point. What else does she say?
Makes no sense. Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm getting there. I like to support my body with food.
So what does that mean?
To achieve the leanness needed to see abdominal definition, I had to eat less food than my body required.
Well, that's true of any dieting down. If you wanted your ass not to be big and jiggly, you'd have to do that. But the choices of foods make a big difference. If you're eating all, you know, Pop-Tarts and pastry strudels, yeah, you're going to have to starve yourself. But if you're eating high protein, high fat, you won't be hungry.
I had to, she said she became, for her, this is personal for her. She became obsessed with food. I mean, that doesn't mean that everybody becomes obsessed with food.
No.
I
dig my metabolism. You do realize, what's her name?
I don't even know.
Okay. You do realize, young lady, I'm probably older than her, that in order to see your abs, you've got to have a jacked up metabolism, right? You do realize that, right? In order for your body to burn that amount of fat on a regular basis, your metabolism has to be bumping. In fact, if you starve yourself, chances are you'll never see your abs because your metabolism will slow down.
What she's saying here is that you have to restrict or reduce what your body needs to get abs.
But that doesn't, okay, there's a point of restriction where your metabolism is still running fine. In fact, it could be running better than if you were loading yourself with lots of garbage. I mean, the flip side is true, too. Why? You've got a bumping metabolism if you're eating 6,000 calories a day? No, it's stupid. It's like trying to put more gas down the throat of a carburetor than the car can handle. It'll stall.
Listen to this. She's saying, for people who go on restrictive diets, this means any attempt to unrestrict food intake usually results in weight gain.
Not necessarily.
That's not true.
No, especially if you focus on...
Intermittent fasting.
But more importantly, if you're focused on building muscle, you're going to be eating a lot of calories, okay? This girl is probably... She's a mainstream dimwit, okay? She's one of these people who thinks the only way you can lose weight is to starve yourself.
This is what's out there.
I know. And this is why women have so much trouble with their bodies. Because they think the only way to achieve weight loss is to starve yourself. It's not true. I know girls who are getting ready for figure competitions. They're eating 2,500 calories a day. They can't eat all the food they need to eat. I know bodybuilders who are ripped to shreds, and you could say it's the drugs. It's not. They're eating 6,000 calories a day. So that's completely contrary to what she's saying right there. And they have abs.
It's a poor use of my time.
Well, that may be true. A better use of your time would be to educate yourself on the proper way to repartition muscle and fat in your body. And then you'd have abs, and it would be effortless, and you'd enjoy yourself because you'd be eating a lot, too, at the same time, which sounds like something that's important to you.
She's got a picture here of herself getting ready to squat. And she's got an arrow pointing to her glutes. And it says, seriously strong glutes. And I still don't have a six-pack.
How much weight has she got on the bar?
Well, they look like 45-pounders, but they're the ones that...
They could be the bumper plates.
They are bumper... They're bumper plates.
Yeah, they could be 220s.
It's
yeah.
coated in green, and I don't know what that means, because yeah, I use know. Regular plates.
That could be 45. So she could be squatting 225. That's good. But that doesn't... But the way she eats is going to lead to her seeing her abs effortlessly. It's not going to be starving yourself.
I have other fitness goals.
Well, she wants to be strong, and I agree with this. If your goal is exclusively strength, then who cares if you have abs? But I don't think that having abs is necessarily a negative thing, what she's trying to portray. And the reason she's trying to portray that is because she has a hard time. This is cognitive dissonance at its
best. She said she can do a 200-pound deadlift.
That's awesome. That's mm-hmm. really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. But... That's cognitive dissonance at work. She doesn't have abs, and so she's going to tell you why they don't matter.
It's because of the diet then.
Yeah.
Last one. I don't want attention from people that only give you attention if you have six-pack.
I don't know anybody who only gives you attention if you have a six-pack. Seriously? If that was the case, 90% of the women out there wouldn't even be looked at. Because 90% of the women out there don't have six-pack abs.
So we have to take another break?
Yeah. Isn't that terrible?
Okay.
You look disappointed.
Yeah, when we get back.
We'll talk about the booty.
I want to talk about glutes.
Okay. No, the booty.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned.
Big booty Judy.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit Anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see.
Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back, Rick James, to Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Lisa Profumo. As we wrap up the show, we have a lot of good things to still cover. I'll keep my mouth shut.
You will?
You don't think I can, huh?
That's unusual. Let's talk about muscle activation for a few minutes.
Okay.
You know, in every Carl's over there doing a double bicep.
Thank you. Thank you.
In everyday life, you activate your quads, your calves. You activate a lot of muscles. But the glutes aren't normally activated in everyday routine things that you do.
Right.
And this really, you know, I've listened to like Brett Contreras and your show, and I never really thought about it until I started activating my glutes. Right. There's a huge difference when you work out and have them activated.
When you're doing glute-specific routines.
Yeah.
Right.
As opposed to not activating your glutes.
Right.
So I made a concerted effort to activate my glutes, and it's made a huge difference.
Right.
So you should do this. Women should actually do these exercises on a day. I'm doing them on a daily basis right now.
Right.
Things like the glute bridge just doing it on the floor with a mat.
Right.
Glute kickbacks with, you know, just body weight.
Mm-hmm.
Reverse hypers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are something you
want to do. And you could do those pretty much. There's a lot of ways to do reverse hypers where you could just do them on a sofa if you wanted to. Just hang half of your body on the back of the sofa and reach down and grab the seat pillows
mm-hmm.
and then raise your legs.
Have you ever done a Superman where you're like squeezing your glutes and your arms and your legs and everything at once?
Only when I'm hitchhiking and trying to get a ride.
Only when you wear your Superman t-shirt.
There you go.
But that's another one. And just activating your glutes, like we've talked about, when I'll be standing there brushing my teeth and I'll be doing my kickback to activate my glutes. And now when I'm running sprints or walking uphill or just walking in general, I can feel my glutes are activated.
And see, they talk about that. As you age, you lose the neural connection to the glutes first. And then you start shuffling differently and you start depending more on hamstring strength. And then as goes away, you become unstable. So what you're doing, it makes a lot of sense, especially for as we age.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so many women, as they age, they lose that muscle first.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called, but they lose that muscle. I've actually seen women who, like, when in their...
It's probably called glute atrophy. So atrophy is when the muscle starts to shrink because mm-hmm. it's not being... The nerves aren't being used. The muscle fibers aren't being used. So they go, hey, we don't need that.
And if you're not activating it in your everyday routine things, it's just going to go away completely.
But more importantly... When you are training your glutes, if you're activating your glutes regularly, like just around the house and standing on the train or whatever, if you're activating it, by the way, if you're single and you activate your glutes on the train, you'll have a date that night. But if you're activating your glutes regularly,
people can't tell.
Oh no. Okay. But when you do train your glutes and you make that connection, then you get a lot more out of the workout. But I think the big mistake that people make when they train glutes is they go too heavy with the movements and then they start
using
their hands.
You don't need any weight.
Yeah.
Do it at home on the floor.
Yes.
And then when your glutes are primed when you get to the gym to do some, you know, Bulgarian split squats. I love those things. Those really work the glutes well.
Right.
Here's an excerpt from Brett Contreras' book about muscle activation with the glutes. I just want to read it. Muscle activation drills help prime your muscles for the workload they are about to take on. Imagine baking a cake without preheating the oven. It would take far longer and your cake would not turn out quite right.
Yeah, it's a great analogy.
Activation drills prep your body in the same way that preheating the oven preps for baking.
Yeah, it's a great point. Really, really great point. Isn't it funny, like going back to that girl's post about abs and this sort of stuff, that most people, they look at only weight loss. That's all that. And I've said this before on the show, you know, people with terminal cancer or terminal diseases lose a lot of weight, but that's not good weight loss. Weight loss in and of itself is not a good thing. And, you know, you were talking about all these new weight loss methods and techniques and bariatric surgery. Everybody just wants weight loss.
Well, there's so many things out there. Like, they have this thing, it's called a V-block. Have you ever heard of it?
No, what does it do?
Well, I'm trying to open the article.
Yeah, that's the microbe one. Let me see. V-block.
It's an implantable system for the treatment of obesity. It blocks the vagal nerve.
Oh, yeah, the vagal, that's a dangerous thing. So it keeps you from digesting your food. What is it? Is that what it does?
It says here that the vagus nerve regulates multiple digestive system.
Right.
V-block therapy is the first non-invasively adjustable implantable treatment for obesity. It's a little thing that they insert into your body surgically, and you can turn it on and turn it off to block your vagal nerve.
So, but here's the thing about, see, this is just shocking to me. This is shocking to me. You have no idea how stupid this is. This is like saying we're going to keep you from breathing because oxygen causes oxidative stress. The vagus nerve is connected. It's the most important nerve bundle in the body, goes from the brain down into the bottom of the body, connects everything to the brain. It regulates heartbeat. It regulates a digestive motility, how fast food passes through your gut and out. It regulates, I mean, so many things. You're going to fool around with the vagus nerve? Seriously?
So I watched a video of a woman who they are using like to try this on.
Right, right. Yeah, she's a test subject.
She's a test subject. And so they showed a video of her, and she was talking. She was actually talking to Robin Roberts from Good Morning America, telling her that she's tried everything and she can't lose weight. She was over 400 pounds, but she got bariatric surgery, and she didn't lose any weight. And she did the sleeve, and she lost 90 pounds. So now they're trying this on her. And in the video, it shows her with her daughter sitting there cooking. And guess what she was eating?
What?
Pancakes.
Yeah, there you go.
She was eating pancakes.
She needs pee block, pancake blocker. That's what she needs.
I'm like, really? Yeah. I mean, that made no sense to me.
Yeah, well, that's the medical orthodoxy for you. You know, nobody's going to sit down and tell her how to eat differently. They're just going to rewire her body. This is crazy. Why not? I still don't understand why they won't wire a person's jaw shut, like when you break your jaw.
I think they've done that before, haven't they?
I don't know. If they do that, that's a good answer. Then you take the wire off and they start eating again.
Do we need to take a break?
No, this is the end of the show after this.
Oh, how about microbes? Actually, there's a new diet craze. They've found a bacteria to generate a molecule that through normal metabolism becomes a hunger-suppressing lipid.
Yeah, phosphatidylphenylamine. And it's a derivative, it's a metabolite of phosphatidylcholine. And so we know what phosphatidylcholine comes from. If you take Live On Labs supplement, you're getting phosphatidylcholine in the phospholipids that they use to encapsulate.
In all of their supplements?
Yeah. And this is one of the fats that are produced downstream in the intestines that signal the brain and say, you know, stop eating now. Another one upstream that happens in the stomach itself is cholecystokinin. But you know, we've talked about the relationship between microbes and obesity. We know that there's a relationship, but that can be influenced by changing your diet. So,
not only changing the food that you take, but the food, like the type of food.
Yes, that's what I mean.
If it's organic or not organic.
Yes, because we know, or if it has emulsifiers in it or doesn't have emulsifiers in it. There's so many of these things that influence the microbes in the gut that you don't need to fool around with. Oh, we're gonna just use these microbes. Just get people to eat differently and their microbes change. And then their body changes. But no, that takes too long again. See, it's just kind of like the niacin discussion. Well, it takes 6 months for that. Oh, I want something now. Put V-block in, doc. Give me some poopy pills that'll make me eat differently.
We are doing a show next week about, fecal transplants.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna do a couple shows on fecal transplants. Not only how beneficial they are for eradicating, serious antibiotic resistant issues, which are probably caused by glyphosate consumption. But also some miraculous things happen to people when they do have fecal transplants, unexpected and weird phenomenons that are making people go back and go, wow, you know, maybe if we seed people with these different bacteria, their hair will grow back or their diabetes will go away. So, and Dr. Stephanie Senef and I talked about that. And the funny thing is, she's brilliant, and I couldn't believe that she thinks the same thing I do. I think that we evolved to serve our microbes. And she said, she started laughing. She goes, oh my God. She goes, I've thought that, you know, I try to be open-minded and I've thought the same thing. So that kind of made me feel good because she's brilliant.
So does take in probiotics?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that can help you, compensate for glyphosate exposure, glyphosate, destroys what's the word I'm looking for? You know, overutilizes the lactate bacteria. So taking the VSL3 is a good thing if you're afraid of being exposed to glyphosate because it destroys the lactate bacteria in the gut. So we're on the right track without realizing it in this audience. Many of us don't realize the diseases that people are living with that we seem to be navigating around and don't realize it because of the things we do in this audience. And I believe that we're going to come out someday and people are going to look back at this show, this event, this period in time and go, wow, those people really were right. We should have listened to them. I'm not me. Everybody in this audience, we're all doing the same thing. Look at my blog today about muscle mass increases lifespan by 15%. Read my blog today. It's fantastic. It's short. I'm trying to write short blogs. I don't have the time to write these articles, and you don't have the time to read them. So they're really, really short, and hopefully people get something out of them. We're done.
That went quick. Okay, everybody watch the game tomorrow.
Oh, don't bother watching. UK's going to win. UK's going to win. We're going to win. I don't care who we're up against. We're winning. We have Calipari. That's it.
Johnny boy.
All right. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.